Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
And joining us now is WBUR's David Boeri, who's covered the search for Whitey Bulger for many years. David, thanks for coming into the
studio again.
Andrew Blankstein of the LA Times was just describing Bulger's neighborhood and how he blended in there. You've learned a little bit more of, about that.
That's right. Charlie Rosenzweig, as he was known to neighbors out there, along with his girlfriend, Heather Fine. Those were the aliases. They were living out there for a while. But what is very curious, I've gotten information that, in fact, that area was under surveillance for several days. It's curious. The Bureau launched its TV spot campaign on Tuesday, and Los Angeles was not one of the target areas. They say they got information from a TV spot and made the arrest on Wednesday, which is would be extraordinarily quick timing. It's amazing that anybody could process the tips coming in to get there that fast. I've been told the area was under surveillance for several days. But it was typical. Bulger and Greg were not the type of people that would want to create a whole lot of attention.
Am I reading this right, that you found out that that Bulger was staying on a street called 3rd Street there? And if so, what's the significance of that?
What's amazing is because 3rd Street, East 3rd Street, is the family home in Boston, in Southie. It's the same place. That's right. He was there. And interestingly enough, America's Most Wanted received...
The TV program.
The TV show America's Most Wanted has received about 10 tips or so right in that area over the last year or so. Now, probably the credibility of those tips is going to be coming into play, and I bet now they're going to seem a lot more credible than they were. Those tips go to the FBI. Those tips, we're not sure that those tips were processed at the time. I actually ran on a lead out there to Venice Beach, which is just south of there, back in 2000 for a reported Whitey sighting. So that area has come up very often on tips, and we're going to find out more about that too, I imagine.
The last credible sighting, the FBI says, the last credible sighting of Bulger was in London in 2002, and it was thought because of post 9/11 security, he might be stuck, so to speak, in Europe, which now, as of this morning, we know is not true.
That's right. The FBI said it was a confirmed sighting. Now, that created a problem in that there were a number of sightings that they had reported earlier about where Bulger had been seen in the United States that had to be taken off the board to be consistent with their assertion that he was seen in London. There were a lot of people that did not believe that London sighting was true. Whether you can cross the pond easily across international boundaries in the post 9/11 world is open to question. A lot of the tips and a lot of the work was done overseas. There was a purported sighting in Italy. One FBI agent went out to the Great Wall of China. It looks like it's possible he might have been sitting under our noses here in this country all along.
You've been working the phones this morning trying to speak to Bulger Associates, shall we say associates, as well as the families of some of his victims. And what have you found?
People are stunned. Some of the victims' families are stunned. And this is the human side of this, Bob. You cannot overstate. 19 victims, at least, murder victims of Bulger. Their families over the years either finding an unresponsive government, a government that didn't act, a government on the tips, a government that assured them it wasn't the case, a government that pushed them off, all because Bulger had corrupted FBI agents. So they are stunned. There's going to be a lot of pain coming out. A lot, people said, they're going to be in court. When he comes in, they're going to be in court. There are a lot of questions that they want answered.
Well, and let me end there by asking you this one last question. The FBI presumably is going to hold a news conference at 10:30 this morning here in Boston. Well, let's assume that it's a news conference and they take questions. Beyond the obvious, how did you catch him? What do you want to know most from the FBI and federal authorities?
Well, you know, they have been on the defensive. They have been on the defensive. Actually, my questions, Bob, go to Bulger himself, anticipating him coming back, because he's the guy that can say whether or not anybody in the Bureau, active or retired, helped him along the way. And he has a lot of incentive to lay that on the table as he comes back to face charges. They're going to be he could explode this case even further by coming back and talking. Is he going to go to trial? Does he want to go to trial at 81? Does he want to lay out his defense, which is the Stephen Filemi defense, is I was working for the U.S. government?
Or does he want to take a deal and never get to trial? Does the FBI want him to take a deal so that he never gets a trial?
Yeah, well, there are a lot of things he can say that are going to make a lot of people uncomfortable if he does.
WBUR's David Boeri, thanks a lot for coming in this morning, and we'll be hearing a lot more from you through the day today.
You're welcome, Bob.